Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Women Air. I'm your host, Kendra Kruger, and today is November 9th, 2015. Today, we have two segments in our show, and we'll start out with talking to some of the co-founders of Boulder's chapter of Girl Develop It. It's a nonprofit that helps educate and create opportunities for women in the world of web and software development. Later in the program, we'll be joined by Sarah Rimmel of the Women's Resource Center at CU Boulder, who will be telling us about the upcoming Diversity and Inclusion Summit happening this week on campus. But first, I'd like to welcome to the studio Girl Develop It co-founders Kara Jo Miller and Louisa Barrett. Welcome, ladies.
Thanks for having us. Hello.
We're all here. So it sounds like Girl Develop It started in New York City in 2010. Now, as I read, it was a call to action to confront the huge underrepresentation of women in the tech community. Can you tell us, Kara, a little bit more about what the foundations of Girl Develop It, or GDI, is all about?
Well, Girl Develop It exists. We're a nonprofit organization that provides affordable programs for adult women. And they're for women who are interested in learning web development and software development and just kind of connecting with other women in tech that, like, they normally wouldn't interact with on a day-to-day basis. And we do that in a judgment-free environment all across the country. It started in 2010, like you mentioned, in New York with the wonderful co-founders Vanessa Hurst and Sarah Chips. And they did it because they were actually kind of sick of being the only woman, like, ever doing anything. And they actually faced a couple of challenges and... people kept telling them, like, why would you do that? No girls want to learn how to code. And we just had a leadership conference in Philadelphia yesterday.
Yeah.
Coincidentally.
Like, just this weekend.
Just got off the plane. And Vanessa was there, and she was like, yeah, so all these people told us that nobody wanted to learn how to code. And then 60,000 women showed up. So now we're 60,000 women strong across over 55 cities across the country.
So when did you guys bring this to Boulder?
I brought it to Boulder in 2013 when I moved here from Detroit. I actually started a chapter in Detroit and then moved to Boulder and thought, hey, Boulder seems like a great place to have this thing for women in tech.
And so. Is there, what's unique about the Boulder tech community, or are there specific challenges here?
Right. So Boulder has a really engaged and active tech culture. We really are a hotspot for startups, and we also have quite a few boot camps. So these programs, like intensive programs that are teaching people how to code and program, which are also a really great funnel to get more women into the tech industry. And that means that we have sort of, as a culture and a community, we have this community of people that really embraces non-traditional approaches to businesses and education. And it's a culture that attracts a lot of people who are excited about learning and expanding their skills, and also who are open to pursuing classes in places outside of traditional classrooms and degree programs. So it's a really great fit for GDI and the events that we provide.
So what kind of audiences are you hoping to reach? Is it just, is it younger, older, college?
So our events are geared towards 18 and up women. We focus towards all of our energy on adults because there are tons of programs to get kids involved and younger girls involved. And what we want to do at Girl Develop It is not educate younger girls, but we want to create adult role models for those girls to look up to when they do want to get into tech.
So kind of creating access points for the older communities, women who maybe already are educated in certain fields, but then connecting them with other opportunities and other trainings.
Exactly.
Very cool. So what sort of programs are you offering?
Well, we offer three types of programs. So we offer full classes. Those are 8 hours usually, depending on the topic. Those are usually on the weekends, and that helps the people of Boulder get the education that they want when they want it. And then we have smaller classes, workshops actually, after work, usually on the weekdays, 2 to 3 hours. And those are smaller things, like little bits of information that supplement our larger classes or supplement things that you're trying to figure out at your job or at a boot camp.
So what are some examples of, like, the smaller bits?
We have kind of classes? Intro to WordPress, Bootstrap, Git and GitHub. some JavaScript frameworks like D3.js was a really popular one.
So those are all sort of different languages or program interfaces?
They're not necessarily languages, but they use languages. So like D3 uses JavaScript, Bootstrap uses HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. So if you already know some of those, but you want to try to learn more and like use those things in something else, like Bootstrap or WordPress would be a great like little workshop to take.
And the larger or the weekend classes, is it similar?
Yeah, those are more intensive. They're 8 hours. Like an intro to HTML class assumes that you know nothing. Like you know how to open your laptop, and we'll walk you through how to make a web page in 8 hours. And that's just the very intro level one. And we also have an intermediate version of that one as well. We have intro to JavaScript, Python, Ruby. I'm probably forgetting like 10 of them, but. There's a lot.
I remember I took a intro to the command line class a while ago, and that was really exciting for me.
That was one of the workshops that was, it supplements other things, but not necessarily something that we could make an intensive work class out of.
And I've been using a Linux computer for a long time, but actually never knew how to use the command line, so it was a great resource. And so who's teaching these classes?
It's actually mostly the leaders right now.
And we do a lot of teaching, but we also are always looking for great teachers who are really excited about being involved in the community and want to give back and want to help grow, you know, the next developers or just help people expand
their
skills.
As the community has grown, have you seen, you know, people who have taken these classes and get involved in leadership and then get involved in teaching classes themselves?
I think definitely. And it was really neat. I'm one of those people.
Like excellent.
I started out TAing workshops, and now I'm on the leadership team for Boulder, and like at this leadership retreat we just got back from this weekend, that was a very similar story around the room. It was really cool. Like people get involved in small ways and take classes, and then they're like, that was really great, I want to do more of that, and then they put themselves, and then they just, you know, keep putting themselves out there and being more involved, and then they eventually work their way into the leadership.
So you're not just educating people, but you're creating role models also in the community, which
exactly.
It sort of sounds like it's a self-perpetuating loop, which is really awesome. Mm-hmm. What are some of the challenges that you guys have faced so far?
Honestly, one of the biggest challenges that at least in Boulder has faced is finding people to teach classes. The leaders, we don't know everything. Like, I mean, we wish we did, but we don't.
That's true.
And, you know, finding somebody to teach Ruby is hard. Like, we have one person that can teach it, and, like, we don't want to stretch them too thin. But, you know, you need to be able to teach it but also know it. And there's a lot of people out there that know something but just aren't really good at teaching or are really good at teaching but just don't know the topic. And so just finding that, like, sweet spot of that one person that can do both.
So what is your vision for moving forward?
Oh,
It's a tough one.
And you see it growing, or what are things that you want to...
I mean, we want to take over Colorado, let's be honest.
Basically. But I mean, we're there. We're getting there.
We're getting there.
We have a Denver and a Port Collins chapter.
And maybe Colorado Springs.
Maybe Colorado Springs.
So we're
slowly taking over the state. But
we want to empower more of our students to get involved in the community and teach and give back. It's been really great to see some of our students grow from knowing nothing to actually getting jobs as developers. And so we just want to keep that momentum going. And then take over the world.
And yeah, in the process, take over the world. Yeah.
So in your latest experience, do you think things are getting better in the tech world for women?
I mean, there's still not a very long line in the women's bathroom at tech conferences. So, I mean, I guess that's kind of a good thing because you never have to wait. But I think... generally just the fact that there's a lot more conversation around it, and there's a lot more, like, it's being acknowledged as an issue, and I think that counts for a lot, and it sort of shows that there's some momentum building up around it. And, you know, there are lots of programs like Girl Develop It, and there are other organizations that are doing this too, and also, like I said, boot camps are doing a really great job of making tech more accessible to women and making kind of giving them a path into tech careers, which is really important. So I think it's getting better. I think we still have a long way to go, but making strides.
Yeah, I mean, just the fact that you ladies are here and the organization is happening, I think is making significant change. So how can people find out more about what's going on?
You can go to girldevelopit.com, and then there's a little icon that looks like Colorado, and you click on that. Or you can email us at boulder@girldevelopit.com, and we will email you. All of us will come back to you and be like, yay!
Well, thank you, Carrie Jo and Louisa, for joining us today. And if you're just now tuning in, you're listening to Women Air on KGNU Boulder, Denver.